A wheat violet has bloomed when I come back from my walk in early spring. I stop and welcome it, cooing, walking around it. Not as if I were floating, but the surface of the world circled unfurling petals. Person and violet with so little in common, my voice reveals as a resonance of identity. The violet, looking back, loses objectivity and enters the expansion of recognized things. You could say our identities reach out to encompass the forest environment, like telepathy. A moment opens space by rendering it transparent in intensified consciousness. Others embrace weather and wild land as their means to the suprasensible. In violets, its emotional desire for spring light, glitter the mirror. Connection, often the form emotion takes, appears to me as a visual image. Thoughts are sent out by one rock, informing other rocks as to the nature of its changing environment. The angle of sun and temperatures cooling as night falls, and even its loosely called emotional tone changes, the appearance of a person walking who's not appropriately empathic. Thoughts meet and merge with other thoughts sent out, say, from foliage and other entities. I tell you, your own thoughts and words can appear to inhabitants of other systems, like stars and planets to us. Intensities of thought, light and shadow between us, contain memories coiled one within the other, through which I travel to you, and yet are beautifully undetermined. For what you say to me is not finished within my thought or memory, but you grow there and change, the way a shadow extends as light passes over it in Akashic emptiness. You grow through what I have to say to you, as a tree grows up through space. Then what I have to say changes. That's why we need the identity of our physical forms. Here, we don't know what's behind physical stars and planets. The tree encompasses its changing form, while ego, myself of physical experience, looks in the past for something to recognize. When he looks into my eyes, she said, I see adoration, then I can do things. Here we mean sun, alteration, myself, our actions. Imbalance between identities wished to maintain and intrinsic drives results in the exquisite byproduct, consciousness of self, so richly creating a reality that seems plastic but continues like a light beam, an endless series of beams. Creativity breaks through identity, and my awareness flows through transparency, as spontaneous phenomena experienced with others today. Its light and weather spectacles are fantastically aesthetic. The moment it sees me, the violet grows more deeply purple and luminous to me. Its looking collapses violet frequency into a violet in the world, cohering attention and feeling. What I perceive as a flower in woods may be the shadow of a flower being's action in fairyland, a transcendent domain of potentia. Transparency, I imagine, moving through, is being through. Not actually seen or touched, not the buzz of a million invisible bees. What you call feeling, like connective tissue or vibrating lines between us, represents this vitality. And I prefer the term vitality to time. In fairyland, all violets are simultaneous. I've been sitting looking at a plant without feeling time at all, and my breathing is calm. There are tiny white rosettes, and the whole bush is a glory of feathery pink seed heads here in the arroyo. Even with closed eyes, I see roses in the center of my sight, new ones opening with pink petals illuminated by low sun behind me and gray-green leaves. There's no stopping this effusion. Looking at the plant releases my boundaries, so time is not needed for experience. Late afternoon is like a stage, a section of vaster landscape, and my mood is of a summer idyll. The dry arroyo sparkles all around. Meaning I come upon wild land strikes me at first as a general impression. Then joy suffuses me. I accept that I've aged and some friends have died. I repeat the words freshness, tenderness, softness, the happiness of birds, as if speaking directly to a plant. Sunlight's the profusion of pink plumes, thousands of feathery seed heads already reaching into empty space where I've taken a branch. That space was left open by the vision I'm having now. I hold my first sight of the Apache plume and this moment next to each other. I go back and forth comparing them. I see her multiple aspects as living representations, her symbiosis with birds, relation to originary plants, one as medicine administered by the oracle. These aspects are not referred to, not associative, but intrinsic to my sight. As slowly gaps diminish and missing images appear or experience fills in, one transforms to another along an extended multi-dimensional axis of seeing the plant. It's not a metaphor for the flow of our surroundings. One day you need a plant you don't know in order to connect pieces in yourself or in a person you're trying to be with. It may be a rose bush at the end of the road, a summer rose, whitish on the outside of each petal and pink inside, expressing its gestalt visually. When a plant receives this kind of communication, it begins altering chemicals its wavelengths reflect in order to offer itself to your imaginal sight for you to gather it. The plant or another person awakes from embedding in the livingness of the world and takes notice of your request. The internal chemistry of plants is one primary language of response that they possess. Through this method of your perception of its color, its fragrance, and infusion of its petals, you not only receive molecules of plant compound itself, but also meaning in yourself the plant is responding to. So there is meaning in a chemical compound. Even though the rose I want is in the garden of my friend I miss, another reveals itself in late light in the arroyo when I'm alone. A wild rose, Delphic. Illness is not healed simply by supplying something rose-colored and lovely as a medicinal opiate. The beauty provides form for meaning. And though it does help my body form to form, I'm not only what my senses perceive, and my disease not just a physical absence virus fills. When my fluctuating electromagnetic field touches that of another person, plant, or entity, emotion is my perception of data encoded in that field. So when a plant projects coherent energy, others respond and become more animated, open, connected. They use this amplified field to shift biological function. DNA alters, there's communication across distance. Organisms can intentionally insert information to strengthen cooperation among, for example, an Apache plume, ants, and an agave in the riverbed. Like human families, whose interweaving, loving bonds represent the long-term incorporation of supportive, co-evolutionary new fields. You and I nest within many such fields from a rose. This is called a verdant heart. Then my nervousness made room for my experience, as in a clearing filled with sweet rue, daisies, field mint, and honeysuckle along a stone wall, grasses, buttercups, and blackberries. Looking while realizing the whole meadow attained harmony, whose endpoint may be the passing of my garden in a freeze, a kind of synchronization, gravity. The ripe force bows down sunflowers and branches of the apple tree. Energy peaked for a lifetime thins, harder to keep on track, and it can warp experience. I return to that clearing as to an extended moment. What I see opens to possibility, presenting itself as revelation or synthesis of mythical plants with a circle of Artemisia by the compost. In the shadow of a hummingbird, I see the energy of a moth. What you call matter, flowers, represents tones held together in a harmonic spectrum we can sense. A garden takes the shape of this harmony, fragrance through which my intention weaves, for flowers to keep the equilibrium of blooming together last summer, one extending the other in wavelength as color. I compare the first shoot of Veronica to seeing it now. The axis of a flower's lifespan becomes my memory. Each image is of affected color, and I can transfer this color imprint onto the healing of others, like a symbol that can be experienced without my presence or Veronica's. It's a matrix of possibility corresponding to experience. It defines my capacity to perceive a garden as of its same nature. Days are the colors of petals. Sequence aggregates into a rosette, turning with the sun and what sun partakes of. Now time simultaneously moves out from and back to a corolla between us. In other radiance, gyre of translucence and origin, a swan swims in the center of this glitter. I recall circles of color as symbols, their meanings ancillary, the way honeybees decode coordinates of this place from floods of daily meaning. There's motion and a sense using the entire body to highlight characteristics of feeling as direction. Connecting with this is a catalyst for moving my perception along routes other than reality. Sunflowers turn their faces toward light cords between persons and flowers in our lifespan, and between Apache plume, Artemisia, violets, delphiniums in evolution. I ask a plant with dusty gray leaves for inspiration. From a small bud emerges innumerable porcelain white petals of a Madame Hardy rose. Communication flows back and forth between the rose and myself, and I begin perceiving through the plant. With respect to silver foliage of Artemisia, magenta florets of Ventana, yellow Poinciana, meaning is the sense phenomenon and develops into precise joys of imagination through which flowers are perceived. My feeling for flowers is like a three-dimensional mirror. Depth of knowledge within appearance there is expressed through the garden symbol, an intuition hologram. Soft margins and wide peripheries unfocused. I don't give form to my appreciation, but sit quietly with the quality of blossoms that feels like light. Radiating lines connect to circular waves I perceive as communication by occurrence, like a golden frog diving into the pond, a touch from the world, carrying experience all at once, not like time. My soul radially whirls out to the edges of my body, according to the same laws by which stars shine, communicating with my body by emanation. When you see her, you feel the impact of what visual can mean. invisibility comes through of deep pink or a color I see clairvoyantly. This felt sense at seeing the rose extends because light in the DNA of my cells receives light frequencies of the flower as a hologram. The entire rose, petals in moving air, emotion of perfume, records as a sphere. So when I recall the emotion, I touch dimensionality. From a small bud emerges a tight wound bundle of baby skin coral petals held in a half globe as if by cupped hands. Then petals are innumerable, loose, double, sumptuous, unified. I look through parted fingers to soften my gaze, so slow light shining off the object is filtered. Then, with feeling, I look at swift color there, its swiftness that seems still as noon light, because my seeing travels at the same speed. I make a reciprocal balance between light falling on the back of my eye to optic nerve to pineal gland, radiance stepping down to matter, and my future self opening out from this sight. A moment extends to time passing as sense impression of a rose, including new joys where imagined roses, roses I haven't yet seen or seen in books, record as my experience. Then experience is revelation, because plants and people have in their cells particles of light that can become coherent, that radiate out physically and also with the creativity of metaphor, as in a beam of light holographically, that is by intuition, in which I inhale the perfume of the bourbon rose, then try to separate what is scent, sense, and what you call memory. What is emotion? Where, in a dialogue like touching, is it so vibratory and so absorbent of my attention and longing, with impressions like fingerprints all over? I'm saying physical perception is the data of my embodiment. Whereas for the rose, scarlet itself is matter. The rose communicates instantly with the woman by sight, collapsing its boundaries, and the woman widens her boundaries. Her rate of perception slows down because of its complexity. There's a feeling of touching and being touched. The shadings of color she can sense from touch. There's an affinity between awareness and blossom. The rose symbolizes the light of this self-affinity. I come to visit drooping white cabbage roses at dusk. That corner of the garden glows with the quality of light I might see when light shines through mist or an early morning reflects off water. I stand quietly and allow this quality to permeate air around me. Here, with a white rose, color is clairsentient. This color in the process of being expressed, like seeing Venus in the day. Walking, I move in and out of negative space around which each rose is engaged, and become uncertain of my physical extent as an object. Look at the energy between people and plants. Your heart moves into depth perception. For depth, read speed of light. I set my intention through this sense of moving into coherence with the biophotons of a plant and generate feeling in response. A space opens and awareness gathers it in. As at night, my dream is colorless and weaves into the nuance. I can intentionally engage with the coherence of light beams, instant as though light less, or the colored light of a dimension not yet arrived, as our hearts are not outside affinity with respect to wavelength, shaping meaning, using the capacity for feeling to sense its potency in a rose, and to cultivate interbeing with summer perfume.